Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weedsday Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Good morning, Cannabis Kid.
Good morning, Bellstar. How are you?
I'm doing swell. How are you?
I'm getting into a heavy and deep conversation with Anita.
With the audience?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love our audience. There's always a big one. It's worse than the view. There's like hundreds and thousands of people out there.
Everyone's giving their view.
I know, and Barbara's in the back going, let me in. It's not your show.
No.
Welcome to Week, not this one, honey. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, September 24th. I'm going to wish my little angel friend, Kathy, a happy birthday. And I can't believe it's almost October. Can you believe it?
Someone sent out that thing on fall. How many days it was going to be until Christmas.
Fall has fallen. Oh, no. And I always do that, how many days until after Christmas.
I think we were just talking about just how fast summer was over. But you know,
we don't celebrate summer here. It's really sad because it's so 110 degrees, we celebrate that. People run inside. And the town leaves, and the college kids leave, and the snowbirds are gone, and everyone's inside, sitting in their air conditioning, doing bong hits. And that's nice. Just invite us over. That's all I'm saying.
We have indoor parties.
Yeah.
For the outdoor party.
Indoor bong party.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Weedsday Wednesday at that rate.
We have a lot for you, folks.
We do. We got all sorts of stuff for you today. We got a fun show today. We have a really exciting show today. Dr. Robert Melamed is on today. We've been waiting quite a while for Dr. Robert to come on our show this morning. I promise we won't do the sound effects on the show. Not for me. Dr. Robert Melamed, if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and check out the radio section there, we'll read a little bit about him. He'll be on the show in just a few minutes. But Dr. Robert Melamed is a retired tenured professor and chairman of the biology department at University of Colorado in Colorado Springs. He was also a research assistant professor at New York Medical College and University of Vermont. He specializes in how free radicals impact on DNA repair, aging, and the endocannabinoid system, integrating these areas under the umbrella of far from equilibrium thermodynamics, the physics of life, and the unique role that cannabinoids play as anti-aging compounds that promote health. Dr. Melamed, a rare scientist activist, who through political activities, education, and entrepreneurship has helped provide the underlying scientific framework to the masses that increasingly support the ending of marijuana prohibition. Previously, Dr. Melamed retired as CEO and then as president, also a founder of the publicly traded company Cannabis Science CBIS. Dr. Melamed also serves as a scientific advisor to numerous public companies and nonprofits. Wow, I'm telling this guy's deep.
Yes, yeah. He was actually, the first time I saw him, he was at Patients at a Time. And that was three years ago?
Going on 3 years now.
And that was up at Ventana. They had a two-day event, which was just filled with information, doctors talking.
Oh my gosh, he was
one of them.
I can't even believe the people that were there. We didn't even know were there. Right next to Dr. Courtney. wait. Yeah, I was watching Dr. Melamed's video from Patients at a Time, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's Heidi. I just saw Heidi walk by. It was a little chill.
Oh, yeah, everyone that were...
Everybody was there. It was crazy.
Irvin.
Was Robert there?
Mary was there.
Robert.
And Robert Fletcher was there.
Yes, it was there.
And you were there.
Were you
Tin
there?
Man. All of them. So
I'll miss you the most.
No. All Dr. Right. Melamine had some great information that he was talking about. I've got a ton
deep.
Of questions for him.
Oh, I do too.
And I know our audience members do too. I had a little bit of information going on our Facebook page.
Okay, about Mr. Melamine?
I was just had it. Well, it's about cannabis and using it in a different
really?
Way. And it's the Stoner's Cookbook. It was the Lean and Green Antioxidant Flush.
There you go.
And this is actually mixed with, I didn't do it this morning, but it's very delicious. This one, they actually have a raw sweet potato in here, and I don't know how. Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting deep. So some
of these this is juicing, right?
This
oh,
is
yeah.
for juicing.
Man,
so you actually add,
all sorts of stuff
this is
juices.
The stuff, instead of adding, you actually do add a little bit of the trim, but it's a of the cannabis oil, which I had never seen before. Actually, a tablespoon of it. And 4 grams.
Vegetable oil, cannabis olive oil.
Mm-hmm. Just, yeah.
Coconut oil.
Anything infused.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to read it? You want to give us a little...
Yeah, so just 1/2 bunch of kale, 1 ounce of fresh turmeric, 2 ounces of raw organic sweet potato, 1 teaspoon or tablespoon of cannabis oil or 4 grams of trim, 1/2 tablespoon, teaspoon of organic black pepper, 1 cup of organic apple cider or juice.
Huh.
And that is the green antioxidant flush.
Turmeric. Fresh turmeric.
Yeah.
You did, like,
remember we were talking about, me and Belle had a conversation about the turmeric the other day.
Yeah,
and how
very powerful.
Very powerful stuff.
You'll be snorting that stuff. Seriously.
It's more than a high.
Yeah, they don't tell you about this when you're shopping for herbs at Safeway. They don't put a little warning label on the turmeric, which they should. But oops, I let the cat out of the bag. Kids are going to go turmeric. Forget Molly. They're going to me. Oh, no. Kids these days. I know I should just stop. Well, I'm not ahead. Did you know that there's a marijuana advocate that kicked off 2016?
I didn't know that.
Yes, supporters of an effort to legalize recreational marijuana in 2016 have filed paperwork with the state election officials, allowing them to raise money to campaign for citizens' initiatives. The Marijuana Policy Project of Arizona initiative almost certainly will be modeled after the voter-approved marijuana program in Colorado. For about a year, Colorado has allowed adults 21 and older to use and possess up to an ounce of pot, which is purchased at one of many marijuana shops that are allowed under the law. Andrew Myers, who is affiliated with the initiative, said Monday the group will bring together a diverse coalition to help draft the initiative's language, adding that marijuana advocates are closely watching Colorado's program to determine what should be replicated in Arizona and what should be avoided. Voters passed Colorado's Amendment 64 in 22 with 55% of the vote, driven by a campaign that pitched marijuana as a less harmful alternative to alcohol. The amendment attracted young and new voters while tapping into the electorate's libertarian streak. Representatives of the Washington, D.C.-based Marijuana Policy Project, MPP, which advocates for marijuana legalization and regulation, said it will pursue full legalization in Arizona in 2016 because of marijuana legalization efforts are more successful during presidential elections, which draw more voters to the polls. Marijuana is legal for about 50,000 Arizonans, but only for medical purposes. Patients must get recommendations from a physician at Tumbleweeds Health Center and obtain a card from state health officials under the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act approved voters by in 2010. So we've had 4 years now. Any efforts towards full legalization in Arizona is expected to be met with stiff opposition from law enforcement officials and possibly medical marijuana dispensary owners who have spent the past few years building their business around the medical model. And there's a link. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and you want to read the full article or more articles, you can check it out. But that's exciting.
Cool. That's very
you know
exciting.
What else is exciting? We were in the Tucson Weekly last week.
I did.
Yay! About education and certification. So you'll have to check that out, too.
I was reading up a little bit. They've been doing, Tucson Weekly's been doing a great job on keeping up on all the dispensaries and the health centers and everyone that's taking part in getting cannabis out there and educating the community, which is really great, you know.
Very important. Which is what Tumbleweeds Health Center does.
Yep.
At 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. Come on down. We're in the back.
$65.
We got a barbecue. We got a backyard patio. It needs a little cleaning, but Candace Kidd's going to get out there and do it. I know.
Yeah.
And,
weed eater.
Yeah, weed eater.
That's what
weed
they call
eater.
Me.
Get it? Weed eater. So we're very excited.
We are very excited.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be very exciting to walk into our show. Candace Kidd can hardly contain herself. He wants to get up and give great big hugs. Go for it.
All right.
All right. Just don't hit the microphone. Careful, careful. Or knock over the speakers. All right. There we go. All right. Big hugs. Yay. We love hugs around here. It's what makes some of the Tumbleweeds Health Center who we are. It's why people travel millions and millions. Yeah.
Millions of miles to come in.
Millions and millions and millions of galaxies and far away to get here. Excellent, excellent. So there's lots going on. Actually, not only did Arizona just file, but California did as well. I was just reading on the Weed blog. California is filing to get the initiative on the ballot as well. So
West
they're gonna,
Coast.
West Coast, baby. We're going crazy over
in
here.
Oregon,
for weed.
Too.
West Coast weed. Oregon, Alaska. D.C. actually is even going to legalize. Or, well, yeah, they're going for recreation.
Mm-hmm,
DC's going for recreation.
They already decriminalized.
Our nation's capital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, let's see. What else we got?
I love crazy. That. That's just my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like we have a very interesting phone number on the line that's been on hold for quite some time. So we'll try it. I don't know if it's an actual phone number. We'll be ready to hit the mute button if this is not Dr. Melanie. But we'll see. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Where's the drum roll?
Is that the number right there?
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Hello, you're live on the air. I think this is a ghost calling in. Hello, Mom? Dad? Are you with us?
Yeah.
I think it
really,
is.
A really weird number.
All right. Okay. Soft clap. Soft clap. All right, we'll wait until Dr. Melanie comes on for real. I think that was not really anything. It was bizarre. They were on hold for 20 minutes. Okay, well, who knows who's tuning into the show.
It could be someone.
It could be.
From the outer limit.
Yeah, I really want to talk to Mr. Melanie about all this DNA repair that cannabinoids seemingly do. Because that's pretty cool.
We did read something last week about the hemp repairing the DNA. We talk about how the cannabinoids go in at that cellular level and feed those two receptors.
Yes.
I always want to talk to them about just both receptors and how they're working, like the ones in the stomach,
mm-hmm.
since that's where all of our immune system is.
Yes, you keep mentioning the stomach.
I know.
It's a very big part of, I know.
It's why, like, where our umbilical cords were there.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's just a
you are what
thing.
You eat.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Including your edible. Oh, man, I don't even have my chalkboard out for Tech Guy to write on. He's got the biggest print on his tape right now, and I always want to know. And then he says, no, you never want to know. So, all right, we'll go with that. You did your juicing story. I want to find out the story about California, but Pennsylvania's in the news. Pennsylvania Senate likely to vote on medical marijuana today. Check this out. Oh, don't give me a pop-up.
Don't give it.
It did. They gave it. They gave me a pop-up. It was a game. It was a princess game, though. Maybe it was a princess pot game, I think. Yesterday was a very big day for medical marijuana in Pennsylvania. A medical marijuana bill was passed by the Pennsylvania Senate Appropriations Committee and is expected to get a full vote in the Senate today. The bill is far from perfect, but if passed, it would be a great step in the right direction, especially considering how hard it is to get marijuana reform passed at the state level in Pennsylvania or any state. Philly Normal had the following to say about the bill yesterday. Breaking the PA, Pennsylvania Senate Appropriations Committee has passed SB 1182 out of their committee by a vote of 21-5. Ooh, that's awesome. That's a huge margin. The bill will go to a floor vote tomorrow, Wednesday the 24th. Good luck, Pennsylvania. SB 1182 was heavily amended and no longer resembles the bill we have been talking about for the last 9 months. Here are some facts about Pennsylvania if you live near or by, or maybe you're going to frequent the area and you want some Hershey's chocolate. You should know before you go get your medical Hershey bar, you should know. Only 10 conditions will qualify a patient, and here they are. Well, they're good, though. Cancer, you know, epilepsy, seizures, ASL, Lou Gehrig's disease, wasting syndrome, and is it cachexia? I don't even know how you, some say it's coaxia. Cachexia? Is that the same as wasting syndrome? Is it the same thing? I'm just going to say wasting syndrome from now on because I sound like ca-ca! Like a bird. Parkinson's disease, traumatic brain injury, MS, multiple sclerosis, SCA, spinocerebella ataxia, PTSD, and severe fibromyalgia. That's a pretty good list, though. That's pretty inclusive. PTSD will cover most all your mental conditions. Your doctors can put a lot into that one. And severe fibromyalgia, I have a question because I have fibromyalgia. What fibromyalgia is in severe? Pretty lame. You know what I'm saying? Just put the word down in your documentation. I know, that's all I'm saying. I know, I'm just kind of being funny about it. But just make sure the word severe is in there because they want that. They have a very specific list for Pennsylvania.
So pain, I didn't see...
Well, the fibromyalgia is a pain thing, but I didn't
see chronic pain.
There's nothing... Yeah. Nope. Other than fibro, there's not a pain thing. That's okay, because it says right there, the Pennsylvania Cannabis Board would also have authority to add conditions. So they'll
just
probably add a chronic pain. Yeah. Because that really helps a lot of people. That helps for migraines. That helps for back pain. That helps for cramps and things that are long-term and chronic. Patients, elbows,
knees.
Hips, arthritis. See, hip replacements, they're out there. Anyway, patients will only be allowed to have edibles, tinctures, and cannabis oils. No whole plant material. No smoking, no vaporizing. It's not CBD only. Thankfully, there are no strain restrictions that we've seen yet. Wow. Okay, it's really bad that they're limiting the smoking and vaporizing thing because for people that need instantaneous relief, that's a great way to get it. And for people that choose to smoke or vaporize, that's a great way to do it. So I don't know. Every state's going to be different, and they're all going to have a different sort of rule, statute that they follow. But
is everyone getting ready for, January when PTSD is going to be...
Ready for PTSD?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they
because
have to...
Because there's going
to
be a lot, especially here in Arizona area, right in Tucson.
Well, and what they said was that... hello, Netherlands. The Netherlands are here.
Yay for the Netherlands.
What they said about PTSD is that you actually have to have had a history of it. There needs to be, right? I believe that's what the call. You can't just get diagnosed with PTSD, walking in the door. I believe there's a 9-month history, something. It's kind of bizarre.
I really want to get some kind of thing.
I know, it's ridiculous. Just if we had a little electrode hooked up to his head, our probably circuit would short out. Forget that idea. Anyway, so, yeah. There you go. We got Pennsylvania, Illinois. Ralph Emanuel wants to decriminalize marijuana in Illinois. Let's see what this says. If I get one more pop-up on this thing.
This is wow, that was fast. A lot of people joined in.
Yeah, it's really quick. Marijuana decriminalization is clearly not as good as marijuana legalization / regulation. However, it's obviously better than treating marijuana possession as a crime. No one should ever be arrested for possessing a personal amount of marijuana. No one should be arrested for marijuana, period. Any amount, but certainly not for a personal amount. More and more areas are pushing for decriminalization, which is a great step in the right direction. Rahm Emanuel announced yesterday that he is pushing for marijuana decriminalization statewide in Illinois. That's awesome. Especially for people you know who are happy there. Quote, Mayor Rahm Emanuel today called on the General Assembly to decriminalize marijuana possession statewide and reduce the penalty to a misdemeanor for those caught with 1 gram or less of any controlled substance. So what does that just open up the board to? Any controlled substance? 1 gram or less? Anything goes? Uh-oh. During 90 minutes of testimony before the House-Senate Joint Criminal Reform Committee in Chicago, Emanuel giving lawmakers to challenge the assumptions that are embedded in the criminal justice system. The mayor argued that reducing the penalties for minor drug possession would allow the city and state to focus their efforts on more violent crime. As I stated, marijuana decriminalization is a great step in the right direction, but definitely fear legalization regulation. Marijuana opponents like Kevin Sabat, knowing that support for marijuana prohibition is eroding by the minute, have changed their rhetoric to say that marijuana decriminalization is a mess. Of course, when asked if Kevin Sabat supports marijuana prohibition, he never answers because deep down he knows he doesn't support marijuana reform in any way. I hope Mr. Emanuel's efforts in Illinois work out because, as I said, no one should ever be arrested for possessing marijuana. That coming from Johnny Green on the Weed Blog.
I'm glad they came to an agreement of the gram and how much you can have. You know, because it really just put into, you know, what...
That's for any...
Just your personal amount, I mean...
For anything, though. Cocaine, crack, heroin, meth, mm-hmm. I mean... I don't know. That's kind of, well, mm-hmm. I don't know. Each their own. Each their own.
Yeah.
I like my cannabis. I like my marijuana. But it would free up the resources.
It would.
And it would allow them to focus on maybe getting the paper.
Well, and that's where that prevention is going to come in too, because you know, for
and
those
maybe all these little
drugs,
dime baggers will lead them to the bigger fish, or who knows,
or whatever.
But
or
at least they'll just, you know, if the thing is, when you get into drugs like that. I have, you know, family relatives that have been messed up by these kinds of things, and it's scary to see what happens to them when they start off with a little
right.
1 grammar, you know. And, yeah, it's personal choice. Things happen. Things get laced. You know, I had a family relative that had something, her joint got laced with something that put her on the street for 2 weeks in a state she didn't even know.
Ooh.
And, yeah, see, things like that. Like, you got to be careful. You got to know when it's talking about medicine, go to a medical dispensary, make sure it's tested. You know, I'm not about brain. We're talking pot here. This is weed safe.
Well, as far as drug harm reduction, know who your dealer is.
Yeah. Especially, you know.
If you're getting those other drugs, no.
You know, we have people that we talk to all the time, no names, they're still getting stuff off the street. Because what they have to do for their medical cards.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not liking it, so that more and more people are getting their medical cards, so they don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
All we're saying is careful.
Be careful and know where you're getting your medication from.
Yeah, any medication. All right, we're going to open the airway up again, and then it's probably not even going to be the same.
Right.
Hello?
Right.
You're on the air.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be complete.
Sorry, I had to do that.
At least one.
I love my new sound effect toy. I know, I can't help myself, and Mr.
Right.
Melamed's not on yet, so I can be the 7-year-old I am right now, before I have to get really professional. So, yeah, theweedblog.com is that source. We like to check out azmarijuana.com. In fact, Tumbleweeds is now open Saturday. Come on down. We are getting booked fast, friends. We, you know, there are other places in town you can go to. All right. I'll repeat that. Come down. We're open. Walk-ins welcome. Monday through Saturday now, 10 to 3. There is always a doctor here. If you don't have records, don't worry about it. Come on down. We'll help you with your diagnosis. Not the problem. So, marijuana 2016 for Arizona. Washington recreational sales are growing fast. This is great. I'm glad there's something about Washington because all we really hear is about Colorado.
Right.
You know? So
sure.
This is great. Let's do a little reading about Washington. It has been 2 months since the first recreational marijuana dispensary opened their doors in Washington, and sales are skyrocketing, which has led to an increase in tax revenue for the state.
Awesome.
According to Washington State's Liquor Control Board, $12.1 million of legal recreational marijuana has been purchased since July 8th, the opening day for licensed businesses. Total sales more than doubled in August and up to 6.9 million, up from 3.2 million in July. Monthly tax revenue increased from $805,000 to $1.75 million. I know, you see the smile on Ken's kid's face. September sales are paced to be around $7.1 million, which would translate into $1.8 million in tax revenue. The rapid sales growth is due to more dispensaries opening across the state. there were only 24 approved retail dispensaries in July. When retail sales began, that the number has since increased to more than 50 dispensaries.
Do you think with this money being made in these different states that I think more states are going to jump on because they're going to see that as, or do you think they're going to do it for the good reason for the patients? And
oh, heck no. There's going to be money mongers out there. Yeah, tons of them. Your oil riggers, you know, your stockbrokers are all taking all their money and investing in dispensaries. But that's, you know, a bad thing because dispensaries are opening. So, you know, I mean, sure, folk like us would, you know, will have a dispensary. I hear pop-ups. I'm getting pop-ups on this computer.
You didn't need a snap-mail star.
Oh. That. Let's see. Maybe. All right. Hello? Dr. Melanie? Are you with us? Oh, well. Yeah, that didn't work. I know. If that's Dr. Melanie, you will surely call back in. All right. So, anyway, what do you got over there, Cannabis Kid? Give us a story.
give you a story?
Yep, give us a story.
All right. Well, I was going through some articles the other day, and I had this one that was talking about...
Oh, boy, we are having some serious
some
computer problems here. Yes. What was your article about? We can keep talking about it while trying to find it.
It's how to talk to your fellow human.
Oh, about weed?
About cannabis.
Really? That's a good one, because that's a hard thing to do still, you know, when you just are going in the grocery store and... Maybe you smell like it, or someone's wearing a shirt that has a weed sign on it. You know,
yeah.
You approach them and say, "Hey, man, is there a W, or we're in the weed club now, or you know, are you trying to sell weed?"
I actually had walked into a Walgreens,
weed.
And the lady had come up there and brought all my stuff, and she goes,
"Sniff, sniff."
I haven't smelled that in such a long time, and I was all. I think I must have
He's
turned
blushing
beet red.
Like you are now.
I must have turned
right,
to beet red, and I was just like, thank you. She's like, no, it smells good.
Aww.
And I was like, oh. And that paranoia was just like, oh my gosh, she knows.
I know.
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, I had someone blatantly just ask me for a joint. I went to go shoe shopping, and, you know, I went in and smelled quite fragrantly, and this guy was like, woo, you going to share that? It was great, so I couldn't share. You're a card holder? No, sorry. Maybe had you been. All right, let's see how to talk to your fellow human about legalizing marijuana. All right.
Oh, this one was a good one, too.
Oh, yeah, we did that one, didn't we?
No, we didn't. We
about the news job, the news reporter that
went
on air?
We didn't talk about it on air.
No, we didn't talk about it.
Oh, a million times.
Well, this one is, it's got a little...
I'll tell you about it.
Cartoon, it's two birds talking to each other. It says, I'm the boss of my day. It says, arrogant jerk pot twit. How do you feel about pot? Gosh, I worry about those kids. I worry about the kids. And then it says, bad or the better way.
So
there's two ways that you can go about talking to people.
Why?
You can,
why not? Empathy.
Yep, empathy.
There you go.
So it's just a little bit about how you want to bring it up in a light way.
I'm the boss of my day.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about that?
Aaron.
That's great.
So, you know, just the way it goes about is how do you want to explain to people, you know, you can make it out to be the bad thing, which is not the way you want to go, but how do you bring in a positive twist on it?
Yeah, don't be negative if someone's asking you about it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
My response is from our Netherlands. Dutch people don't pass the Dutchie to the left-hand side. I don't have a reggae voice. I can't sing this. I like that, though.
So this is in the other one. The news reporter quits job on air after revealing medical marijuana business.
Ah.
Anchorage, Alaska. A television reporter quit her job on live TV with a big four-letter flourishing after revealing she owns a medical marijuana business and intends to press for legalization of recreational pot in Alaska.
Hey, they say any advertising is
good advertising.
And that was awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh, her defense is going to blow up. Way to go, girl.
Worth it. After reporting on Alaska's Cannabis Club on Sunday night's broadcast, KTUVA's Charlo Greeny identified herself as the business owner.
She did what many Americans dream of doing. Well, we've got a technical glitch again.
There we go.
There we go. We're back. Okay.
Everything you ever heard is why I, the actual owner of the Alaskan Cannabis Club, will be dedicating all my energy towards fighting for freedom and fairness, which begins with legalizing marijuana here in Alaska. She said she then used an expletive to quit her job and walk off camera. In the statement on KTVA's website, news director Brent Rudman apologized for Jean's inappropriate language and said she was terminated.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Well,
yeah, she quit before.
I quit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, we know. Yeah, she used the F word. Not
yeah,
the
I guess
best
after
way
you use the
town,
F word, then you don't get to quit anymore. You're,
you don't
you're
get your
on,
job. Yeah.
Terminated on. I guess it's depending on who you hear it from, huh?
Yeah, you get a raise. No, she gets a dispensary, even better.
She told Associated Press on Monday that she knew about a month ago that she would be leaving. That's why she did it. No one else at the station knew anything about it, they said. Or she said. Sorry.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, well, we are still waiting for Dr. Robert Melamy to come on the show. But you know what we are not waiting for? My favorite song. Hang on.
Walk into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old. So it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hun, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Live here.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to go in the room.
Right, can I do that?
Ready, Lord?
How am I going to do this with this one?
All right, well, I'm just going to stand there in the room. Because we're going to have some major feedback if I don't. And it's there. I can turn that speaker down, actually. Right there.
Yep, just turn it. There you go.
Now I can talk, and you should probably be able to hear me without us doing that.
Okay. So that works. Now we're kind of on the show, but we still don't have Dr. Robert Melanie. So that's, well, we solved that tech problem, I believe. We're here. We're live.
Here.
We stay home today.
Always working. Question.
Always working through tech problems. Goodbye to the Netherlands. Let's read some more news. I the whole program over here.
Sunday, October 12th. Library downtown. I can't remember the library's name right now. Library downtown, October 12th, starts at 8 in the morning.
Very fun.
Really fun. Downtown in the storefront neighborhood of Tucson. Is a little less than 3 miles.
It's a mile. It's very short, so everyone in wheelchairs. Really short. It was like a 10-minute walk. We were done.
I think you went the wrong way.
You went the wrong way.
It takes me.
Well, no.
Fire chief, federal prosecutor, vote yes.
not my cell phone.
Well,
like everybody has that, like, my hanging phone. I've got this. I don't know what you're hanging. I've just got like 40 people calling up. Oh, this is great. All right, let's talk about that.
Oregon, former U.S. Attorney in one of the most
effective state, has endorsed the 91, which would regulate legalize and tax marijuana for adults and older. Chris Olson has worked just as long for more than
4 years.
I enforce our marijuana laws. They don't work, she said. Filling our courts with jail sales.
And reduce marijuana use. And drug cartels are pocketing all the profits.
Olson joined
several other high-profile
including former Oregon Supreme Court Justice Bill Riggs and former Health Services Oregon Director Richard Harris. Hundreds of other organizations, and some of the state's most prominent organizations, also enforce methamphetamine. With 7% or about one in 4 years. I wonder why. People of color are more than twice as likely to be arrested for marijuana in Oregon, despite no disparity. With the limited resources law enforcement has, police need to focus on things that are the real threat to our community, not marijuana. People said we don't want to be spending any time on your problems because addictive drugs like meth and heroin and violent crime. Also served as a federal prosecutor from 1974 to 1984. Associate Dean and Professor of Law at Wilson Clark from 1984 to 1994, and at the Court of Georgia National Clinic Chair Commissioner from 1987 to 1994, with United States Attorney General from 1994 and Senior Counsel to Congress Earl Blumenauer from 2001 to 2003.
I think we're seeing a lot more.
Yeah, because
they see the amount of people that sit in jail, the money that's put in time. For what was it? I have one that says Operation Grove for Vet. Give free marijuana to vets. What is that? What is that? What is that? What is that?
Camouflage.
And knowing that only vision, there are many. Knowing that the only reason there are marijuana industry is their own plan. And see it all too often, more than other states. These people are truly into helping patients. They wouldn't be selling yogurt or not marijuana. I think it's something fantastic when you're having people who are giving away marijuana to those that are in their annuals. Hundreds of military veterans are using marijuana during a special giveaway in Clinton designed to show a pot of their team. Members of the operation report that
Saturday evening, aiming offers to prescription drugs to help out with pain and other problems. Organizations also that gave out one bag of marijuana to products at Denver 10 and Denver 10. We're really here to help them with their medical conditions, including post-traumatic stress, and traumatic brain injury. Roger Martin, that's it. There's a wide variety of ailments that involve pain. We need to be more of this in medical marijuana space. said that you have the money, money growing itself, or pay a great price for that. I get my hat to the members of my church.
They are saying he hopes to ban the purchase of marijuana with weed.
So they want to get rid of allowance hemp by diversifying.
Be smart.
Be safe.
And educate.